542 at Galesburg's Evening News. I'm Will Stevenson. Thanks for joining us tonight. The Knox Galesburg Symphony and the Knox County Farm Bureau have a pretty unique but a pretty cool partnership happening here before too long, and we're going to talk about that with the Knox Galesburg Symphony's Lucas Wood and Haley Weirich, the Executive Director of the Knox County Farm Bureau. Thanks for coming in, both of you. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having us, Will.
Thanks, Will.
Before I ask you about this whole thing, Haley, I know this rain had to be good news for some of the farmers around the area today, right?
Definitely. They were needing it big time.
Well, yeah. What kind of concerns have they had, ladies? Just been too dry? Or I know some of the national crop estimates kind of were lower than what we expected. That's maybe a little nerve-wracking, right?
It is. And it's amazing how different across the county it's been with the rain totals as well.
No kidding. It never ceases to amaze me, But then we also, almost had a tornado in downtown Galesburg a month or so ago. So I guess I shouldn't be surprised by anything anymore, right? Lucas, how are things with the symphony?
They're great. We're gearing up for the search. Our first candidate comes the third weekend in October.
Yeah, you released that schedule and the list of candidates not too long ago. Mm-hmm. What kind of feedback have you gotten from that?
The community and the orchestra are really excited. The candidates are coming from all over the U.S., and they know a bit about Galesburg, but they're really excited to get to know the community and learn more about our orchestra.
So who's going to conduct the symphony on the farm then?
Well, one of the musicians from the orchestra, Rich Kangro, works at Western.
Okay.
And he's the trumpet player in the orchestra regularly, but he also conducts the Quincy Symphony Youth Orchestra.
Okay.
And a few other things in the area. So he stepped up to conduct for this.
Well, I should back up. This is a sort of a symphony-type concert that will be happening on a farm in the area. Either one of you talk about how this kind of came about. This is an interesting thing.
Sure. I'll take that one, Will. I was speaking to Carly Bowman at the Community Foundation. We were talking about how do we reach this huge group of our community, agriculture, and the families that are connected to it, and work with them to get to know more about the orchestra. So we kind of brainstormed a bunch of different ideas and reached this. Why not do a concert at a farm?
What made one of you say that this maybe as compared to other maybe types of groups of people that this was a group that you wanted to kind of reach out to?
I think it's because the area is so invested in agriculture, mm-hmm. and the orchestra has been looking at our audiences over the past year and a half to see who are we and are we not connecting with, and realize that we're really not connecting with members of the agricultural community in the area.
I guess that's probably an interesting thing, Haley. I don't imagine somebody who's been out in the field all day wanting to go to a symphony concert later, but maybe some do.
Well, and not only will they have the chance to attend, but with some of the activities we're doing, we're having some of our farmer members there to talk to these community members that are coming and who are interested in agriculture and learning more.
So let's talk about the performance aspect of this first. Then maybe Lucas, if you can kind of talk a bit about that.
Yeah, definitely. So it's a pretty lighthearted concert. So okay. This is music for everyone. We have Stars and Stripes Forever. We have stuff Over the Rainbow. We have selections from The Music Man and a lot of other things that people will know. One of the really fun things that's going to happen towards the end of the concert is a demo of every section in the orchestra. So they'll stand up, they'll show their instruments, they'll give a sample of what they sound like, and then we'll move on to the next section of the orchestra. So for people who don't know much about it, they'll get a chance to learn.
Haley, that's got to be an important thing, especially for the youth of some of our farmers, right?
Absolutely. And with these activities, they'll have the chance to make these musical instruments that they'll later play with the symphony, but they're going to be made with all ag products. So we'll have a chance to talk to them and tie it all together that way.
I was going to ask you about that next. I know that there are activities preceding the concert.
Oh, yes, there are. There's multiple. Well, they're actually, so from 2 to 3, the kids will be able to come and make all of these instruments from maracas to tambourines to the tin can cowbell, which has been practiced all day in the office, and it's going to be great. And so they'll have the chance to then talk to those farmers, like I said, and learn more about that as they're making these activities with ag products.
So I guess the next logical question then is, Lucas, does the symphony really need more cowbell?
We can always use more cowbell. Well, and along with the activities that kids will be able to make with agricultural products, some of the members of the orchestra will also be set up demonstrating the instruments before the concert. So families and kids can come up to the table. They can look at a violin. They can hold a violin. They can try the clarinet. They can pluck the strings on the bass. right after they got done making some percussion instruments.
Gosh, some of those instruments might be kind of intimidating to some people, but I imagine that probably showing them off in this way kind of lessens that, right?
That's absolutely right. This is we found that a lot of people get much more interested in the orchestra when they can see the instruments and the musicians up close. These are just regular people and pieces of wood on stage. And everyone can have access to it.
That's fantastic. So, Haley, this starts, this is on what day?
This is on Sunday the 26th.
Okay, this coming Sunday.
Yep.
And you said it starts at 2?
Correct. Kids activities from 2 to 3, and then the symphony will play from 3 to 4.
And then anything after that? Does that pretty much wrap it up?
That pretty much wraps it up. Rova Band Boosters will be providing concessions that day.
Okay.
So there will be refreshments available throughout the day.
So how do you set up a symphony orchestra on a farm, Lucas?
Well, you start with a great barn.
Okay.
And we're loading into the barn, and we're going to set the orchestra up in one corner. Audience is going to be in the center of the barn, and then the activities are going to be at the other end of the barn. So everything will be inside in case of inclement weather, but that's how.
There you go. And this is going to be where, Haley?
This is at Swanson Family Farms out in Oneida. So they're a fifth-generation family farm, and it's a great place for us to host these events.
I imagine they were pretty excited to be a part of this, weren't they?
Oh, absolutely. They love these type of things.
That's great. So I believe, yes, in fact, I know we do because I put it there. We have this on our community events page at WGIL.com, and I believe there's a map to the farm there as well. So if you need directions, you can find that there. No cost, I'm imagining?
Nope, absolutely free.
That's great. And how is that being made possible?
That's being made possible by support from the Farm Bureau and also from the orchestra.
That's great. So it's the Sounds of Summer. So you did, as you mentioned, you did kind of choose a number of nice summertime songs here as we get closer, my God, to the end of summer.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Anything else we should know about the Sounds of Summer this Sunday?
I would just add to make sure to bring a lawn chair or a blanket to use to sit on the floor and enjoy the concert.
All right. So, again, it's at the Swanson Family Farms in Oneida, and you can find out where that is, as long, again, with more information on WGIL.com. So, anything else we should know? Anything else, Haley, first with you coming up with the Farm Bureau?
This is our big event to wrap up August, and then we will have a Prep Freeze Cook class September 5th before all of our farmers get back in the field, and we'll have a little bit of a quieter time in the office there come harvest.
And then, Lucas, you'll have a little bit of downtime before the search starts up and people's nerves start getting worked up about basically live auditioning for a job, right?
That's exactly right. We do have a concert in September, the 14th and 15th. We have a two-night event that you can find out more about on kgsymphony.org. And in October, the game is on with conductors starting.
Very good. All right. Lucas Wood with the Knox Galesburg Symphony and Haley Weirich with the Knox County Farm Bureau. Thanks to both of you for coming in. Continued success with both your organizations and best of luck with the Sounds of Summer this Sunday.
Thanks, Will.
Thank you, Will.
Thank you. And again, you can go to WGIL.com on the community events page to find out more information and again to get a specific address to the Swanson Family Farms.